من همزه ومن نفسه ونفسه. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الأخوة الأحبة، حديثي إليكم سأكون إن شاء الله بتوفيق من الله حول منهج السلف الصالح رضوان الله عليه، وأنه المؤهل قدرا وشرعا وفطرة بأن يأخذ بيد هذه الأمة من كدوتها وينقذها من غفوتها، إن هي استمسكت بغرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي لم يضل من تمسك به ولن يزيغ عنه إن شاء الله، كما قال رسولنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركتكم على بيضاء نقية ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. إن السبل اختلطت ومعارض الطريق اختلطت، وتساءل الدعاة إلى الله أي سبيل نسير وأي طريق نتبع، وما ذلك إلا لأنه تحقق وعد رسول الله في هذه الأمة، فكثرت الفرق واختلفت الطوائف وتنوعت الجماعات، كل يدعي وصلا بليلى وليلى لا تقر لهم بلال، ويأتينا الجواب من خمر معصوم صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإنه من يعش منكم فسار اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعضاء المسلمين هلال الجبر يسمن known as خطبة الحاجة، Sermon of the meek, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deliver before every speech. And in that sermon, you listen to that, to these three verses of Quran, one from Surah Al-Imran. O believer, fear Allah as he should be feared, and you must not die but in the state of Islam. And the other one from Surah Al-Nisa, for mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul, and from that soul he created his name. And always ask the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beware or fear your womb or your relation, fear about them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a constant watch upon you. And the third ayah, it says that believers fear Allah and always say the right thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to set your affairs aright. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to expiate your sins as well. And after that, the remainder part of Qudwatul Hajah. And then our brother said that I am going to speak about the methodology of our pious ancestors, the Salaf al-Saleh, and the way which they have adopted in their life. That is the only way by which you can save this ummah from falling into that pit in which he is about to fall. And by that way, you can wake the ummah from its sleep. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way is that way. The one who holds it is not going to go astray at all. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that I have left you upon a sunnah which is very clear, which is very purified, and nobody go astray from it except the one who is doomed to perish. He said that the ways are many, and the signs of the ways are obscure, and we will find the people inviting to different ways. And this the Prophet has predicted when he said that this ummah is going to be divided into 73 factions. So this what has happened. He quoted this Arabic, a line of poetry that every one of them shows that he is very close to Layla, but Layla is denying all of them. Layla is saying that I got nothing to do with all this. So in the very same way, all these people who say that we are on the right methodology, they are wrong. The only methodology or manhaj is the manhaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet has also predicted it in another saying that if you live, you will see a lot of difference of opinion, and at that time, stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided caliph. Hold them with your teeth and beware of the innovations, because every innovation is leading to misguidance, and every misguidance is going to lead to the hellfire.
منهج السلف كما قلت هو المنهج الذي اختاره الله تبارك وتعالى ليعود لهذه الأمة مجدها المفقود ويحقق لها أملها المنشود. وهذا ما أخبر به صلى الله عليه وسلم خبرا صادقا عن ربه تبارك وتعالى. فقد قال رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الحسن الذي أخرجه الإمام أحمد في مسنده، أبو داود الطيالسي في مسنده بسند حسن من حديث حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تكون النبوة فيكم ما شاء الله أن تكون، ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء، ثم تكون خلافة راشدة على من هذه النبوة إلى ما شاء الله، ثم يرفعها الله، ثم يكون ملكا عضوضا، أي وراثية، إلى ما شاء الله، ثم يكون ملكا جبريا إلى ما شاء الله، ثم يرفعه الله إذا شاء، ثم تكون خلافة راشدة على منهاج النبوة. فسكت صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الحديث يضع السالكين طريق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معالم الطريق. فالنبوة كانت في هذه الأمة مصدر خير وبركة، حتى لحق رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم بجوار ربه وقد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، ثم خلفه من بعده أصحابه الذين ساروا على طريقته واقتفوا سنته، فكانت الخلافة الراشدة خلافة النبوة التي أخبر عنها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث سفينة مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله خلافة النبوة 30 سنة. ثم جاءت الأيام كما أخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالملك العضوض والملك الجبري، وسيتحقق بإذن الله ما أخبر به رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم خلافة راشدة على منهاج النبوة. وانظروا بارك الله فيكم إلى الشاهد من هذا الحديث أنه وصف الخلافة في آخر الزمان بأنها خلافة راشدة على منهاج النبوة، إذا هي خلافة تشبه الخلافة التي جاءت بعد النبوة. ومن الذي حقق خلافة النبوة؟ أليس هم صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أليس هو منهج السلف؟ أليس هو سبيل المؤمنين الذي لم يزيغ ولم يحيد عن سبيل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ لأن الذي يتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين فإنها ستؤدي به بنيات الطريق إلى الهاوية، كما أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عبد الله بن مسعود الحسن أيضا قال خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا وخط عن جانبيه خطوطا، ثم قال هذا سبيل الله عن خط الطريق، وقال عن الخطوط الكثيرة القصيرة هذه سبل الشيطان، وعلى رأس كل سبيل شيطان يدعو له. ثم تلا قول الله في سورة الأنعام وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. إذا السبيل الذي حقق خلافة النبوة بعد رسول الله هو الذي سيحقق خلافة النبوة في آخر الزمان، أي أن صفة هذا الجيل الذي سيكون في آخر الزمان هو جيلا على نهج صحابة رسول الله، على نهج السلف الصالح رضوان الله عليهم، لا يجر عنه قيد أولى لا في العقيدة ولا في السلوك ولا في منهج الترقي ولا في كيفية الاستهلاك، بل هو يحقق قول الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. هذا دليل واضح على أن دعوة أهل الحديث وأن دعوة السلفية هي التي قدرها الله سبحانه وتعالى لتعيد لهذه الأمة أمر تجديد دينها، وهذا أمر سنراه إن شاء الله ولتعلمن نبأه بعد حين، كما أخبر رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خللهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. هذا الحديث المتواتر الذي يفيد العلم القطعي أجمع أهل العلم من السلف ومن الخلف على أن هذه الطائفة المنصورة وهذه الفرقة الناجية هم أهل الحديث الذين يسيرون على طريق السلف الصالح من الصحابة الميامين والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
How can we retain our glory which has been lost? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has given the answer. In that hadith which is graded as Hasan, which is transmitted by Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi, one of the Sahaba, Huwaifa ibn al-Yaman, has reported that Prophet ﷺ has said that there would be prophethoods as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like, and then it would be taken away. After that, there would be a caliphate which is guided on the manhaj of the Prophethood. It will remain as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, then it would be removed as well. It would be followed by a kingdom which is in hereditary, and it will remain as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and it will be followed by a kingdom which is forced upon the people. It will remain as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and then it will be removed as well. And after that, once again, the guided caliphate would come back on the manhaj, on the methodology of the Prophethood. And here our Prophet ended the same. Now this hadith gives a clue to all the people who are looking for salvation, who are looking for the uplifting of this ummah. It showed us that when the Prophethood was there, it was the source of all the good and blessings until the Prophet died and he left his Lord. He conveyed the messages, he gave the trust to the ummah, and he was very sincere to ummah as well. And he was preceded by his companions who trodded upon his own path, upon the path of the Prophet, and this is how they implemented the guided caliphate on the manhaj of Nubuwwah. As it is said in the hadith reported by Safina, that the caliphate on the manhaj of the Prophethood would remain for 30 years, and that was the case. And then we have witnessed throughout the history what the Prophet has said about the kingdom which is inherited by people after the people, and the kingdom which is forced upon the people. So, if it all has been fulfilled, then the last bit is going to be fulfilled, insha'Allah, and that is once again the caliphate on the manhaj of Nubuwwah. Now, what is the evidence? What is the evidence that I want to conclude from all this hadith? Our Prophet ﷺ has said that al-Khilafah, or the caliphate in the last bit of this ummah, would be on the manhaj of Prophethood. It will resemble the first caliphate. Who fulfilled the first caliphate? Who brought that? Who brought that first al-Khilafah? The companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Our five ancestors. What was their manhaj? Their manhaj was the manhaj of the Prophet ﷺ. So it means that anyone who follows a manhaj other than the manhaj of Sahaba, then he is going to perish. Our Prophet also explained it in a very beautiful hadith, that he drew a line, a straight line, and then few lines on its right and on its left. And then he said about the main straight line, that this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of the paths which are about it, they are the path of Shaitan, of Satan. Upon each one of them is a Satan who is inviting the people to his own ways. And then he read the ayah of Surah Al-An'am, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. This is my right path, to follow it. And if you follow other ways, you are going to go away, long away from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand that the first caliphate, the way it happens, it is going to happen once again. And it will happen only upon that manhaj, upon that methodology which was shown by the Prophet ﷺ, which was practiced by Sahaba Ikram, which was implemented by Al-Khulafa Ar-Rashidun. And this Khilafah would not differ from the first Khilafah, not in its aqidah, not in its treatment, not in its behavior. It will be rightly on the same way as it was the first Khilafah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it very clearly, the person who disputes with the Prophet and he follows a way other than the way of the believer, we are going to leave him the way he likes, and then we will lead him to the hellfire. So, my dear brothers, the da'wah, or the call of al-hadith, or the call of salafiyin, it is the same call. These are the very same people who are given the task to renew the religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَعُهُ بَدَحِينَ. You are going to know it, though after a long time, after a span of time, but you are going to know it. Prophet said that always there would be a faction who will be standing in the troops, and they will not
care for any person to blame them. They will not care for any person to save them. They will remain on that truth until the Amrullah, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. This hadith is a mutawatir hadith, and it shows a definite knowledge. It gives a definite knowledge. And this is what all the scholars write from the Salaf and Khalaf. They all got the consensus that this party or this faction is At-Ta'ifatul Mansura, that group which has been supported by Allah, which has been helped by Allah, and they are none else than Ahlul Hadith, because they want to walk on the very same way of As-Salaf As-Salih, of the early ancestors, and this is why, inshaAllah, they are going to be supported.
والأدلة إلى أحبتي على ما ذكرت كثيرا، ولكنني أقتصر بما ذكرت لضيق الوقت لأبين الطريق إلى العودة إلى حياة صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كيف نعود وما هي سمات هذا المنهج الذي سنعود إليه؟ كيف نعود؟ لا بد أن نحقق في حياتنا ما كلفنا الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نحقق صفة الغرباء الذين قال فيهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا، فطوبى كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء. قيل: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من سنتي. وفي رواية قال: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: هم أناس صالحون قليلون، في أناس كون كثير، من يعصيهم أكثر ممن يطيعهم. وفي رواية أخرى: الذين يصلحون عند فساد الناس. هؤلاء الغرباء هم يحملون مهمة تجديد هذا الدين كما وصف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوه، ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المسلمين وتحويل الجاهلين، فهم يقومون بذلك براثن الشرك والخرافة والبدع والتأويلات الباطلة وتصفية ما لحق بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأحاديث التي لا أقولها، أو الأحاديث الموضوعة، أو الأحاديث الواهية السقيمة التي غيرت جمال هذا الدين وصلح رواحه وأصبح الإسلام غير الإسلام الذي نزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. تقوم بهذه مهمة تصفية الدين مما علق به في الفقه وفي التفسير وفي العقيدة وفي التاريخ واللغة. أحبتي، لو نظرنا إلى هذه العلوم الشرعية لرأيناها تغيرت، لم ترك ما كانت على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهي بحاجة إلى أمة، إلى طائفة تقوم بهذا الأمر العظيم، تصفية هذا الدين مما علق به كما أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخبر على أن هذه الفئة التي تقوم بتصفية العلم الشرعي هي حلول الأمة، أي تحقق وظيفة الأمة، وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسط. ما هو الوسط؟ العدل. إذا هذه الطائفة تحقق صفة الأمة الراشدة التي اختارها الله سبحانه وتعالى لتؤدي دور الشهادة على الناس، وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. ثم هي تتعلم وتعلم وتربي نفسها وتربي البشرية على منهج الله، لأن الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم لم يكونوا يتعلموا العلم لمجرد الثقافة وزيادة المعلومات، لا، كانوا يتعلمون ليعملوا، كما أخبر عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه: كنا نتعلم العشر آيات لا نتجاوزها حتى نعمل بها. وهذا تحقق في حياة الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم، كان عندما ينزل أمر من الله أو النهي من عند الله يستجيبون، يفرون إلى الله، لأنه لا منجى من الله إلا إليه. وهذا المنهج الذي نسير عليه، منهج تغييري. ما صفة هذا المنهج؟ منهج تغييري.
بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. ولكنه يبقي على الصالح ويحافظ على الجيد ولا يهضر قدرات الناس التي فيها خير لهم، كما قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: انما بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق. ولذلك هو منهج تغييري يغير ما في نفوس الأمة من السفن والعهد الذي أصابها، لأن الأمة أصيبت بسكرتين، سكرة الوهن وسكرة الضخم، كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. قالوا: أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله؟ قال: لا، بل أنتم كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولينزعن الله من قلب عدوكم معاذة لكم، ولا تكفن في قلوبكم الوهن، ولا تكفن في قلوبكم الوهن. قالوا: ما الوهن يا رسول الله؟ قال: حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت، هذا الوهن الذي أفسد القلوب أفسد النفوس، لن تعد تتعلق بما عند الله، أصبحت تتعلق بما عند البشر من الطيب. وأصابها الدخل الذي أفسد عقيدتها ومنهجها، كما أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم خبرا صادقا صلى الله عليه وسلم: يهمع له انقطاع الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. قال حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه: كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشر عن خير، وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني، فقلت: يا رسول الله، إنا كنا في جاهلية وشر، فأتانا الله بهذا الخير، فهل بعد هذا الخير من شر؟ قال: نعم. فقلت: وهل بعد هذا الشر من خير؟ قال: نعم، وفيه دخن. قلت: وما دخله؟ قال: قوم يهدون بغير هدي ويستمنون بغير سنتي، تعرف منهم وتنكر. هذا الدخن الذي أصاب الأمة هو انحراف عن السنة، هو انحراف عن سنت رسول الله في العقيدة والسلوك والتشريع. فقلت: وهل بعد هذا الخير من شر؟ قال: نعم، دعاة على أبواب جهنم عياذا بالله، من أطاعهم قذفوه فيها. قلت: صفهم لنا يا رسول الله. قال: هم من جلدتنا ويتكلمون بألسنتنا. وفي رواية للإمام مسلم: قلوب الذئاب على جلود الضأن. قلت: فما تأمرني إن أدركني ذلك؟ قال: تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم. قلت: فإن لم يكن لهم جماعة ولا إمام. هذا هو المخرج يا أحبتي، أن نعود إلى الله، أن نعود إلى الدين، كما أخبر الرسول في حديث ابن عمر المشهور الذي تعرفونه الذي لا يغيب عن ذهن كل سلفي: إذا تبايعتم بالعينة وأخذتم المال البقر ورضيتم بالمرء وتركتم الجهاد في سبيل الله، سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه عنكم حتى تعودوا إلى دينكم. وها أنا قد استقرت، وجزاكم الله خيرا على هذه الإطالة المملة، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلني ولكم من أمرنا رشدا، وأن يجعلني وإياكم من أتباع الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، فأستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
The evidences upon what I have said are so many that what are the signs of that method and that way of Sahaba? The main sign is that we should implement in our lives what Allah SWT has asked us to implement, and that is a character of al-ghuraba, character of aliens,
What type of aliens?
Our Prophet said that Islam has begun as an alien religion, and it will come back as an alien as well. So, there should be good news for those aliens, and then he will ask, who are those people? And then Prophet said, those people who correct what the people have spoiled out of my sunnah. In another narration, they asked whom they are, and Prophet replied, they are pious people, very few in number, among a great number of bad people. Those people who follow them are far less than those people who disobey them. In another narration, those people who correct themselves at the time when people are spies. So, my dear brothers, these are the people who renew the faith, and these are the people who receive this knowledge, and then they pass on this knowledge to the next generation. And whenever there is any new introduction, new innovation in the religion, they are the ones who remove it. And whenever the people try to spoil the religion, they are the ones who try to correct the situation. These are the people who stand against shirk, who stand against bid'ah, who stand against ta'wilat, that wrong interpretation of things. So, the best methodology which we understand is to purify, be purified of first of all the sunnah of the Prophet from all what it has been introduced to it, like the fabricated ahadith, like ahadith which are very weak, which has spoiled the beauty of the religion, and they have turned Islam into a different type of religion at all. Altogether, also to purify fiqh, purify tafsir, purify aqidah, purify the history from all new things which have been introduced into them. We have to purify all the knowledges of Sharia which has been changed. So, all these knowledges are in need for a group of people who could take this great task in their hands. This is the task of the whole Ummah, but of course only a group, only a limited group is going to do it, and that group is also very clearly mentioned in this ayah, كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and we have made you a balanced Ummah. And what is that balanced Ummah? In the end, تَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, so that you become a witness upon the people. As the Prophet ﷺ was a witness upon this religion, upon you. So, this section of this group of Ummah is going to be the witness for the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn and we teach. We bring ourselves and we bring up others on the methodology which is left by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do learn, but not just to increase their knowledge, no. They used to learn and to practice it. As Abdullah ibn Masud has said that, even if we have learned 10 verses of Quran, we did not exceed it until we implement it in our life. Whenever anything, any commandment comes from Allah, any prohibited things come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the first one to respond to it. They were fleeing, but they are fleeing to Allah. This methodology is known to be a methodology which changed what is in your nafs, what is in the nafs of so many people, of innovation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to change the condition of the people until they change what is by themselves. This methodology, try to reclaim what is good. We are not going to ignore the abilities of the people, the good abilities of the people, because we are going to benefit from it. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I have been commissioned to accomplish the best of the characters. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So this manhaj is to change the nafs from that smoke which is found in it. The Arabic word is adhan. Ad-dakhal and ad-dukhal, this means something like smoke. And of course, you don't like the smoke. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about two types of intoxication. Intoxications of lahan, which is going to be mentioned in the hadith, and the intoxications of dakhal, smoke. The first one is mentioned in that long hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a day would come that people would be shouting upon you as the people shouting towards the dinner. And they are shouting upon you to eat you up. And the Sahaba Ikram asked this question, why? Were we so few at that time? And Prophet ﷺ said, no,
You will not be pure. You will be many. But you will be just like straw, which is floating on the surface of a flood water. And they said, why? And Prophet said, because you got the disease of Wahan. What is Wahan? O Prophet of Allah, and he said, love of this world and to despise the death. So this Wahan has crept into our souls. Because we look towards what is with the people. We don't look towards what is with Allah. We are always looking to the people, what the people can bring to us. No, look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He can give to you. Because we have got this dhakhan, this smoke, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks out of revelation. He does not speak out of his own will. Huzaifah also said, another beautiful hadith, he said that people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good things, but I used to ask him about the bad things. Why? So, I must not involve myself in those bad things. So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, we were in the period of ignorance. We were in the period of evil. And you brought this khayr, you brought this good to us. Is there any bad thing? Is there any bad time coming after this khayr? And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there would be a bad time, which would come after this good time. And then there would be a dahan, there would be a smoke, there would be a spiraling factor into it. And he asked, what is that dahan? What is that smoke? And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that people who are not acting upon my guidance, the people who are not taking my sunnah, they are going against my sunnah. That is, those people who are deviating from the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in aqidah and in sharia. Huzaifa again asked this question. Alright, O Prophet of Allah, is there any evil after that good period? He said, yes, there would be another evil period. What is that, O Prophet of Allah? Or who are these people? And Prophet replied, they are the people who call to the gates of Jahannam. Anyone who responds to them, they will throw him into that Jahannam. Huzaifa said, O Prophet of Allah, explain to me, who are these people? How they look like? And Prophet replied, they are from us. They speak our own language. But they behave in a different way. In another narration he said, their hearts are like the hearts of wolves, and they got the skin of sheep. These are the people. And then Huzaifa said, O Prophet of Allah, what do you command me if I happen to find these people? And Prophet said, you should stick to the Jama'ah. You stick to the Jama'ah of the congregation of the Muslims and their Amir. And then he asked, if there is no Jama'ah, such Jama'ah, there is no Amir, then what I am going to do? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alright, then be aloof. Part them, go away from them, and stick even to the branch or to the stem of the tree until you die. And you are on the same fashion, on the same path. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about two intoxications, which is reported in the hadith of Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani in his kitab Hilyah with a Hassan Isnad, and he said that you people, you would be enjoying what is good, forbidding what is evil, you would be doing jihad in the way of Allah, as long as two types of intoxication does not come to you, do not happen among you. What is the first one? Love of this world. And the second one, the intoxication of ignorance, al-jahl, intoxication of al-jahl. And then he said, at that time, when the people would be in ignorance, those people who will stick to my sunnah, to my kitab and my sunnah, they will have the rewards of 50 siddiq. And you know the siddiq is a rank which comes just after the prophethood. And then you may remember the famous hadith which is reported by Abdullah ibn Umar, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you people, when you start indulging yourselves in a transaction known as an aynah, which is based upon usury of course, and you take the tails of cows, it means you just like to be farming, and you love planting, and you leave jihad in the way of Allah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to stamp you with a humiliation which will remain with you, and He is not going to lift that humiliation until you come back to His religion, until you come back to His deen. That is, my brother, that is the manhaj of Sahaba, the manhaj of al-Hadith, the manhaj of al-Ta'ifat al-Mansura, and we seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all of us, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta as-tawwabur rahim.